I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on May 18th, 2020. OpenSUSE project members are still struggling to come to terms with its contentious board election earlier in the year. We previously reported on the turmoil within the project that followed its latest ballot and which saw a newly elected and existing board member stand down from their positions. Back in March, another OpenSUSE member called for a no-confidence vote in the new board, and the project is now discussing exactly how to organize such a poll. While there was initially some confusion in mailing list discussions about the exact process to be followed, a consensus view has now formed that if the vote of no confidence attracts the support of at least 20% of the project's members, then a new ballot will be held to directly replace the board's 5 elected members. The team behind Audacity has hit the pause button on its latest release. Version 2.4 of the digital audio editor appeared over the weekend, bringing with it many improvements for home musicians, podcasters, and other users. The project now complies with Apple's notarization on macOS Catalina and has added features designed to make Audacity easier to use when playing an instrument and sitting further away from the screen. The release also brought new spectral manipulation tooling to the application, as well as noise gating and loudness normalization effects, which will be welcome additions for anyone preparing broadcast quality audio. However, a bug that could cause data loss or corruption was found almost as soon as the new release became widely available, and the Audacity team has temporarily pulled the updated version while it fixes the issue. The Curl project is asking for feedback through its annual user survey. The project is appealing to anyone that has used either Curl or libcurl in the last year to take 10 minutes of their time to complete its online survey within the next 2 weeks. Let's wrap up today with news of two new releases. Boot ISO is a bash script that you can use to safely create bootable USB drives from both hybrid and non-hybrid ISO images, including Microsoft Windows images. Version 4 of the script has just been released, and as well as adding experimental new functionality, has moved away from the MIT license and adopted the GPL v3 instead. The Sunflower project has also seen an update, its first in over 4 years. The dual-pane graphical file manager now sports a new GTK3-based interface, and after adopting Python 3 and undergoing a rewrite, runs far more quickly than it did previously. The release also ships as a standalone executable to make it easier for new users to try the software out if it hasn't been packaged by their distribution maintainers. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/158. We'll be back on Wednesday.